The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now, further meditations on the first parable as found in the Gospel by St. Luke. We brought before you in our last message about Simon and the woman that was a great sinner. Now, how that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ presented a parable to Simon that he most reluctantly admitted and, of course, spoke the truth to. And there was love, abundant love in the heart of that sinful woman who had been dealt with and met in sovereign grace, who had been freely forgiven, in other words. And so he speaks of the two in this way, the one that owed 50 pence, the other that owed 500 pence. And while they had nothing to pay, they were debtors and unable to deliver themselves from their obligations. And the scripture says when they had nothing to pay, he freely forgave them both. Now he says, Simon, which of them will love him most? And of course, Simon had to admit the one to whom the most was forgiven. And so that is the reason why this woman was found at the feet of the Lord Jesus, washing his feet first with tears and wiping them with the woman's glory, the hair of her head, and putting upon those precious feet the ointment. This was an expression of her love to that blessed one who had done so much for her, who had forgiven her all her sins. Now, Simon didn't know very much about that. And you know, to be a forgiven sinner, I tell you, it brings joy into the heart and into the soul. Why, take, for instance, Paul, our apostle. You remember the first thing he said after his conversion, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And yes, you know, we sometimes say in the language of a poet, oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. And after all, you know, Paul, too, further thought regarding him in the Acts of the Apostles, he could say, whose I am and whom I serve. Now, did you know that once you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, that there's a change of mastery, that you are no longer your own? Doesn't Paul even speak of that in the Epistle to the Corinthians? I'm sure he does. And it is your opportunity, it's your privilege, it's your responsibility to please that blessed Holy One who has done so much for you. And you can do that, I'm sure, by living to His praise and to His glory. And we ought to be able to say, all that I am belongs to Him. Yes, thank God, it does. It's His, and I am His. And I am His forever. And do you remember, too, what the sweet psalmist of Israel said? His heart was musing upon what God had done for him. And then this is what he said. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? And then he said, I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I want to press this just a little at the closing moment of this little broadcast to you. If you have been reached and saved by the grace of God, you are forgiven. I'd like you to know that you are an everlasting debtor to the Lord Jesus Christ. You owe Him everything. Think of what He has done for you. And think of the opportunity you have, meantime, of serving Him, of serving with Him, and offering to Him the very, very best. And you know, our best in comparison with what He has done for us would be so faulty and would be so meager, would it not? But surely we ought to be able to say to Him, I am no longer my own. Lord, what will You have me to do now? I belong to You, and I'd like to live a life to the glory of God. I'd like to be used of You in pointing some sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to be used further of You in helping on His dear people, many saints of God today, some of them on beds of affliction, who need a little word of comfort and who need a little solace and who perhaps need a little temporal help. And You have the opportunity, if you're a Christian, first, having been forgiven, having been saved, you owe Him all that you are and all that you have. Wouldn't you like to just render to the Lord that which is His? Wouldn't you like to pay your vows to the Lord? And I'm not merely speaking now of paying vows to Him in a financial way, for there's something far more than your possessions. It is you yourself, and what He wants is you. He wants you. He'd like to use you to the glory and to the praise of His blessed name. May the Lord stir our hearts then. And of course, if you aren't saved, He wants you, first of all, to accept His Son, to receive Him as your personal Savior, and then you can live to His praise and His eternal glory.